A Georgetown mother and daughter duo are celebrating more than just Christmas this holiday season. Emily Arbuck Cohen and mom Christine Arbuck have been invited to play Cannon Dolls in the National Ballet of Canada's production of The Nutcracker in Toronto. The welcome from such a grand organization was an honor in itself. However, Arbuck Cohen in particular now has an additional accolade under her belt. She will be the first Special Olympian to take the stage in the play as a guest. "It felt so surreal. I felt like I was in shock," said 28-year-old Arbuck Cohen. Emily Arbuck Cohen with her mother Christine. Supplied photo. Arbuck echoed her words and added that it's going to be an experience of a lifetime. "This is a big deal." Emily and I both looked at each other and felt like we had gone into an alternate universe or something, she said. The news comes in a year filled with accomplishments and feathers in caps. Arbuck Cohen won 5 gold medals in rhythmic gymnastics at the Special Olympics 2024 Provincial Games. She outperformed her peers in hoop, ribbon, clubs and ball competitions. She walked away with 5th for her overall performance as well. Though the pair's appearance on stage at the prestigious Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, where the ballet is located, will be brief, their role is in no way small. Some big names from the GTA have done the same, putting them in good company. Former Toronto Raptors Kyle Lowry and Matt Thomas were invited to play the characters in 2019. Radio newscasters Mike Apple and Jeff Rahoman did the same the previous year. Cannon Dolls, Left and Right, at the National Ballet of Canada. Photo supplied by the National Ballet of Canada. While mother and daughter are both feeling a bit nervous, they're choosing to keep the butterflies at bay with a stiff upper lip. "I think that is perfectly normal," Arbuck Cohen said. "If you were not nervous, then that means that you don't necessarily care." "I'm really trying to stay more excited than nervous," added Arbuck. What adds to the surrealness of the honor is the fact that both are huge fans of ballet. They are subscribers to the National Ballet and make it a point to catch as many performances as possible. Arbuck Cohen also belongs to the Celia Franca Society, members of which include the National Ballet as part of their estate planning. "I'm used to sitting in the audience watching people dance on the stage of the Four Seasons, and I'm trying in my mind's eye to imagine what it would be like to be backstage and looking at all of those people," Arbuck said. The pair will hit the stage on December 31st. The day will be a fast-paced one as they are asked to arrive at the Four Seasons at 12:30 p.m., and the play will start at 1 p.m. They will be provided a quick rehearsal and some costumes before being brought out on stage. For more information about the National Ballet, visit national.ballet.ca.